This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the show toll-free, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791, the Wednesday night edition of the show. As always, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls if you make them about whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the archives, last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee, none of that stuff. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. So plenty of time for you, 800-259-5791. I want to get some emails tonight. Also, Manwich, you still have that blog thing that you've been holding on to, and we've been promising it. So eventually we'll get to it. But Jason, of course, is here in our third seat tonight. So we'll start with Jason's pet issue that he has brought in.
I do have a pet issue.
What's up, dude?
Well, allow me to...
issue about pets?
No.
I love pets.
No, it's not.
I think that they're so important for making people happy.
I hate you.
Go ahead.
allow me to preface it with a question.
Okay.
I hate you so much, sometimes I cry at night.
What does your wife think of that? Well, what do you tell her?
Usually asleep by
now. Okay.
Oh, boy. All right. So here's the question. This is directed at you, Ian.
Yes.
All right. Brandon Backey, Freddie Garcia, tonight, game 4 of the series. Do the Chai Sox sweep, or are the Stros going to eck it out?
Come on, dude. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Exactly. Second question. Why do you nerds hate sports? This is brought about by an editorial I read. Yes, you do. You hate sports.
I just don't care about it. That's all. I've been to baseball games before. I've watched my share of football on television. I've watched other sports as well. It just doesn't float my boat, man. It's not something that I want to invest my precious time in.
The thing is, there's a certain disdain held by a lot of folks for all sports.
And Ian.
That is not true.
In knowing Ian, I'm telling you that there's a certain disdain.
I can enjoy a good football game.
I've never seen you watch a football game.
I don't have television.
Oh, man.
Now, if you want to see disdain, talk to Manwich about NASCAR.
Oh. Now, NASCAR isn't sport.
Do you consider that a sport?
No. It's guys driving a car in a circle.
Oh, now there'd be some very angry rednecks.
Well, of course there would. I drive every day. I don't throw football every day. I don't kick a soccer goal every day.
Well, I might say that that baseball isn't really a sport either.
It's, yeah.
Baseball is closer to a game to me. Like, it's a game of skill.
It's an individual sport with a team mentality.
I guess we ought to define sport then. Jason, how would you define it?
Well,
if baseball's not a sport,
we're talking about team sports.
Okay.
Big mainstream sports. And as far as those go, baseball is not a sport.
It's cardiovascular health is how I define sport.
Sure.
I mean,
competition?
Well, in baseball, you have to run between the bases.
90 feet?
That's about it.
That's how far my refrigerator is. That does not count.
Okay.
No, there are a lot of fat guys playing baseball.
Yeah, they do have to run fast. And, you know, it has gotten it's gotten competitive, and but there are some fat guys, yeah.
But, I mean, somebody's doing the steroids in baseball, and I guess that's for the home run.
Fewer and fewer.
Yeah, fewer and fewer. Not so much anymore.
Okay.
Not since Rafael Palmeiro got
So
pinched.
When you say sports, you're talking about football, hockey, tennis?
All of it.
You're talking about, you said
the major sports. The whole kit and caboodle.
Okay. Soccer?
Yep. Everything. Badminton? Croquet?
I personally don't care for soccer at all. I don't care for soccer.
Playing or watching?
Both. I don't mind football.
There's not a lot of scoring to soccer.
I actually don't mind a good football game. Really, I've seen a number of
games. I'm sort of the same way as Ian. You know, like, I like to watch the Buccaneers, but I prefer not to watch a full game. I'd rather catch him at the half or at the, you know, at the third quarter.
Right.
And then, like, you know, oh, well, there's the score, and I know I'm voting for the Bucs, and I hope they win.
But your pet issue is geeks that hate sports, is that right?
Right. It's brought upon by this editorial I read a few days ago in the paper, and... The writer of the article just lambasts sports fans and athletes, just blankets them all. They're all idiots. Why the hell are they wasting their time? Well, and I took I took some offense to that.
It is offensive. The thing is that sports are viable. They're a viable business.
Oh, yes.
There are people out there demanding these sports, and somebody should provide that sport to them. And as far as I'm concerned, if you don't like it, you're a socialist. you know, I mean, that's a little mean. But
what was he suggesting, the person who was writing this article, what was he suggesting that these people do with their time instead?
I don't even know if he made suggestions. I can't remember.
I mean, because people have time to kill, and some of them choose to kill it in ways that I personally wouldn't choose to do it. I'm not into sports. I'm not into spending my time on that. Just like I'm also not into Hollywood. I mean, you're not necessarily somebody that follows Entertainment Tonight and all
certainly
those
not.
Shows.
Certainly
he
not.
Knows more names of actors and
I know plenty of names of. I know plenty of names of actors because I happen to like movies. But that doesn't mean that I follow the Brad broke up with Julia, that kind of stuff. You know?
Julia who?
I don't know. Roberts? Okay. I don't even know if he was with Julia Roberts.
Brad Pitt?
Is that how much you know?
Right.
Oh, he's with
the Britney Spears.
Laura Croft gal.
You know, all of the tabloidy stuff. So, personally, I put
Britney Spears is a musical genius.
I put sports in the same category. I put sports in the same category as Hollywood followers, the sports followers, like sports fanatics and Hollywood fanatics, both on the same level for me.
Certainly, it uses an amount of brain power I'm not willing to give it.
Sure.
You know, I mean, like, you can know you do know a lot about sports. And
I do.
And by the way,
do.
I'd like to say that before this show last week, you schooled the heck out of me on sports issue. You know me and my big stands, I just make absolute statements with superlatives. And I said, you know, in high school, good kicker, basically a better than average kicker could be just as popular as a mediocre quarterback.
Hmm.
And
I asked.
And he asked.
You know who Mike Vanderjagt is?
And that's what I knew. That's what I knew I'd been had. And I said, no.
Who is Mike Vanderjagt?
Most accurate place kicker in history.
Now, how long has he been around? Is he currently kicking?
He is. Currently kicking for the Indianapolis Colts. He's been around for 16, 17
So it's not
seasons.
Like he's the most accurate one in history from 1947.
Right. Right.
You know, he wore one of the leather helmets. No, he's out there now kicking, and I don't know who he is.
You did get schooled.
Yeah, I was way schooled. But, you know, you can use a certain amount of brain space figuring out sports, so which I don't believe in, you know, giving to it, but that's just it's just a preference.
And I think there's a difference between following sports and following, you know, what your team is doing and following every single personality in sports. That's kind of what I liken to the Hollywood fanatic.
But what's a team? A team is some colors. And, well, but there's some personalities.
Okay.
But the thing, you know, I mean, if you don't know something about the personalities, a team's some colors, some guys from elsewhere in the United States that play here.
Right.
You know, there's what is a team?
Mm.
It, you know, it used to sort of be that to some extent, guys stayed on a team. You know, so
not
you
really
had
anymore.
No, not with free agency.
Not with free agency. And I think that with the way Bush League sort of came up, that people were from the area generally that they played.
So
for.
Wait, here's my question then, Jason. What is your response to this article that you read? The article calling you out and saying sports is a waste of your time. And that's basically what the article was saying, correct?
Essentially.
What did you have to say to that?
Well, I was. It certainly raised a bit of ire in me. I
didn't like that.
No, certainly not. Mm-hmm. I can't understand how you could just blanket a statement like that. Oh, sports fans are idiots.
Yeah.
Athletes are idiots. And the writer certainly went out of his way trying to point out how athletes are idiots, which, boy, what a foolish statement.
Yeah, I mean, to
some are. Some aren't.
To
right.
Paint everybody
just
like
on.
With such a broad stroke like that is totally uncalled for. No doubt about it. There are plenty of sports fans that are raging buffoons.
You can find
those people everywhere. I mean, 800-259-5791, if you got comments here. Are sports fans more apt to be stupider than the rest of the population? I think that's a legitimate question. I don't know what the answer is, but maybe you do. 800-259-5791. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as the dial-up version. So go and get them for free. freetalklive.com. We're talking about a pet peeve of Jason's. You encountered, I suppose it was in a newspaper, editorial.
Yep, that's right.
That suggested that all sports fans are idiots.
And athletes are idiots.
Oh, and the athletes. And, okay.
Everyone associated with sports generally is an idiot.
What? How did he back that up, anyway?
He didn't really.
It's just his impression, huh?
Oh, yeah, because, a bunch of fellas painted up in a silly fashion, hooting and hollering and bare-chested in 13-degree weather. It seems a little crazy.
And that is a little crazy. And,
oh, yeah.
And, of course, they focus on that. If you're directing a sports game, as far as you're the producer behind the scenes for a television station, and you're choosing shots from crowd, the people in the stands Are you going to choose a shot of the person there with, you know, stroking his beard and watching the action? Or are you going to choose a shot of the girls taking off their shirts and the guys yelling at the top of their lungs with, again, painted faces and, yeah, just acting crazy?
Well, I can tell you that if we had some kind of Free Talk Live event and we had a bunch of people there, the people that were painted up in black and yellow with FTL on their chests would be the ones getting the front page website coverage. So, yeah. I mean, if people are passionate about and show it, they're passionate about your business, hey, great.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. That's what a sports team is. It's a business for the owner.
I think that's what has created this in his mind, this idea that all sports fans are idiots. Because it's clear to me, knowing sports fans in my life, they're not.
Right.
They are out there because you've got a wide variety of sports fans. They probably span from savant to genius to downright imbecile.
Oh, yeah. And another thing, picking on athletes for being stupid, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Because who gets the press coverage? You get idiots like Terrell Owens.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I don't know who that is.
Chad Johnson. Oh, yeah. You guys don't know anything.
Any of these.
Somebody out there is nodding
some
right now.
Some people that aren't very smart.
Yeah. Right. I mean, no. These guys are childish and their actions are
okay.
Stupid. Which means they do stupid things and get more coverage.
Right, but you don't get coverage on the intelligent fellas
right.
in the games. The guys who are calling the plays, the guys who are calling audibles and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't seem it doesn't seem as easy to pick on them.
No, Peyton Manning calls all the plays in his offense at the line of scrimmage.
Really?
Yeah.
So he directs the whole thing. What's a coach for?
The coach is...
What's that guy making any money for?
Keep the other players in line.
And then, really?
Peyton Manning essentially gets...
Because I would fire my general manager, my coach, and the whole... I'm gonna increase the bottom line here.
That's
if this
right.
guy's calling the lines at the front... calling the plays at the line.
Well, the offensive coordinator sends in an idea. Like, hey, why don't you run it? And then Peyton Manning calls the play at the line.
Or I would definitely fire the offensive line coach.
Well...
Because you don't need him.
Well... That could be argued, but they're doing something right. They're undefeated so far.
Okay.
Wow. So I got nothing else to say to it, Jason. I mean,
I know
did you expect
don't.
A big fight out of me on this? Because
no, not really.
Okay.
If just wanted to get his opinion out.
Absolutely. And if somebody out there, really, if there is somebody out there listening that agrees with the original guy that wrote the article that you're referring to, that all sports fans are stupid and that all sports athletes are stupid, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Of course, you'll then incur the wrath of Jason, and
yes.
likely
not much of mine.
I'm an angry man.
Right. All right. Let's go to that blog, man. Which because you've been selling it for 2 days straight. We promised it, and we promised it. And
what are you talking about? I just erased it. No, just kidding.
800-259-5791.
So I want to tell you about Daniel.
Okay.
He's a soldier in Iraq. He's gotten a certain level of acclaim due to his writings, and he's got a blog here that I want to read to you. I've just got a little excerpt taken out of it. Here's part about him joining the Army. Until then, I had a rather dim view of the Army. Their promise to repay my college loans turned out to be false.
Uh-oh.
I was left to shoulder the massive burden of debt alone.
You mean they lie to you to get you in the military?
Apparently they
no
did.
No way.
About his initial support of the conflict... In the months that were to follow, those justifications collapsed, and with them, my confidence in the nation. In those days, my colleagues and I would often patrol the streets of Baghdad with the infantry in a bid to quell boredom.
Mm.
So he was very, it was very into the war when it first started.
Okay.
And then his return to the U.S. the first time. By the end of August, I was back in the United States, free to pretend Iraq never happened. But it had, and nothing could wrench the darkest memories from repression like the knowledge that we were to return. Worse, our year in America was wasted. Almost every week, C-SPAN would feature one committee or another complaining that our armed forces didn't have enough service members in critical jobs like intelligence and military police. I wanted them to know how poorly we were thought of in our units and how little job-specific training we received before we left. At one point, we were told to study Arabic only in our own time. And that was hardly possible when we were kept up late every night, sometimes doing only menial tasks like weapons cleaning until 3 a.m.
Jeez.
The last stop straw was stop loss. My enlistment contract ended in March of this year. It is 7 months hence, and I'm still in Iraq. I propose that in order for me to respect my commitment, The Army ought to respect the contract we agreed upon. It was 5 years, not six.
Man, that's tough.
Now, here's a little bit here. Daniel was stop-loss soldier serving his second time in Iraq. Though forbidden to express himself freely, he created a site for himself, and he'd been published online in Operation Truth.
Is he using a pseudonym?
No.
Oh, really?
How is it
that he's being prevented from expressing himself?
Well, let me. I want to read the last section here.
All right.
I want to thank you. His last blog post is: I want to thank all of you who have been supportive recently. I have never before received so much positive feedback, and it was heartwarming to know that so many people out there care. Having said that, it breaks my heart to say that this will be my last post on this blog.
Oh no!
I wish I could stop there, but I cannot. The following also needs to be said, probably because he'll go to jail if he doesn't.
Yeah.
For the record, I am officially a supporter of the administration.
Oh, my God.
And her policies. I am a proponent for the war against terror, and I believe in the mission in Iraq. I understand my role in that mission, and I accept it. I understand that I signed the contract which makes me stop loss legal, and I retract any statement that I made in the past that might contradict this one. Furthermore, I have the utmost confidence in the leadership of my chain of command. Which, of course, it was his chain of command that said, son, you've got some things you need to say on your little blog.
Yeah. Or else.
Yep. I retract any statement I made in the past that contradicts this one. Furthermore, I have the utmost confidence, including, but not limited to, the President George Bush and the Honorable Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Honorable Secretary of Defense...
None of these people.
He just tacked the title there.
Yeah.
If I have ever written anything on this site or on others that lead the reader to believe otherwise, please consider this a full and complete retraction. I apologize for any misunderstanding that might understandably arise from this. Should you continue to have questions, please feel free to contact me through email. I promise to respond personally to each, but it may take some time. My internet access has become restricted.
Terrible. Wow, that is stunning. Let's talk about a little bit more when we come back. 800-259-5791. What you just heard was a soldier being probably forced at gunpoint to update his blog to basically reverse everything he said. To tell everybody to ignore everything I just said, and we'll come back with more. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get Silver Liberty Dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. It was a dark and stormy night as the headlights scattered across the two-lane road. Sounds like a horror story, but it doesn't have to be. When I come back, I'll have some bright ideas for a happy ending. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. You're seated comfortably and waiting for the show to start. Will it be a tale from the crypt or a love story? I'm not talking about a movie. I'm referring to your nighttime driving experience. Because 90% of driver reaction depends on vision, the projection of your headlights can make the ending a happy or tragic one. To check headlight alignment, wait until dark and shine them from 25 feet onto a closed white garage door or a similar surface. You can easily compare brightness and aim and correct if either is off. Now, go enjoy the Twilight Zone. Popcorn! I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go vote for the show. As a matter of fact, just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and that'll take you over to our friends at podcastalley.com, which is, of course, where we are in the top 10 podcasts in the world. And that's out of over 8,000 different podcasts. And it's thanks to your votes that we are where we are. So we could use yours if you have yet to vote in the month of October at vote.freetalklive.com. We're reading from a blog entry. The young man's name is Daniel Goetz, and he had been blogging, I suppose, throughout his time in Iraq, serving in the military. And he's actually still there, as a matter of fact. He has been stop lost back earlier in this year. And I guess he's been there an extra 7 months longer than he was originally scheduled to be. He was a little angry about that, I suppose.
One might see, you know, I mean, his point here was that he's he fulfilled his end of the bargain and the United States should fulfill it. In saying that he did his 5 years, the United States should let him go.
Makes sense to me. You would think that it'd be a straightforward thing when you sign on with the military. Like, I can imagine it would say your length of term that you're expected to serve for, and you sign on the line, and you figure that's that. But then you find out that, things aren't quite what they seem when it comes to the military. In fact, when you sign on for military service, you become subject to the entire code of conduct, the military code of... Uniform code. Which is, I don't even know how many hundreds of... I mean, it's not a
law.
Small book.
It's huge.
And
it's probably more than one book.
Somewhere in there, it actually says that, well, any old time we want to, we can call a stop loss and just hold
stop
you
losing.
Here. Yeah. We're just going to hold you here because we can. And we have guns.
And what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. You going to fight the military? No.
Because Jesus might save your soul, but your butt belongs to the military once you sign that little dotted line.
So when it comes to Mr. Goetz, he, again, spoke out online via his blog about how he felt about the stop-loss situation.
He didn't like it.
He didn't like it. Then they forced him. They forced him to retract everything.
Yeah. Well, one would assume that he was forced. I mean, and it by the language that, if you heard the last segment, by the language that he used in it, it's clear he was, forced in this. For the record, I'm officially a supporter.
No, you have to write, this is how you have to read it. For the record, I am officially a supporter of the administration and of her policies. Why do you call it her? Does the administration have a persona about it? I don't understand that.
I don't know that.
I mean, I guess it's
relevant.
Kind of like you call a ship her. You know, when you own your own boat, it's a her, usually.
Perhaps it's less dangerous that way.
Strange. Anyway, he goes on to basically pat the back of George Bush and pat the back of, as he puts it, honorable Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. And it's just disgusting. Reading this is just shocking. I don't know. Maybe it's not that shocking anymore. Maybe it's just par for the course.
It seems clear to me that he has been, told that he is going to change his blog, and he's gonna say some nice stuff. The thing
right.
that doesn't
or else
that concerns me is why. You know, what's his motivation to have changed it? How did they threaten him? Because
they certainly couldn't have threatened him with sending him home.
And right. It wasn't, you know, son, you're not going to be in the military no more. You keep talking like that. It's not going to be, well, you're going to miss your next promotion. Now,
that would be a good question. It's a great question for somebody who's currently in or has been in the military. What kind of threats could they make? I can imagine maybe they might threaten to put him on the front line, so to speak. Maybe to go patrol one of the more dangerous areas of a city or something.
Could you even be... Maybe even court-martialed for treason.
I'm thinking
possibly
more likely they could mess with his benefits. Like that's what I was. You know, I'm thinking front line or benefits.
Yep.
Well, it makes me wonder. I mean, if this guy is going to make it back,
because he's going to. Yeah, that's
because we don't know if he's going to be coming back. He's stop loss. He could be there for as long as they want him to be there. And they've claimed before.
He claims he's leaving at 6 years.
Okay. They claim that stop losses usually don't go longer than an extra year, so we'll see. But after this guy gets out, then wouldn't you think he'd have his free speech rights restored? Wouldn't you think he'd be able to re-come out against the war?
Yeah, there's some questions that people probably are going to have for him, but...
Yeah, well, in which case, do you think that the military will, you know, try to get him killed so he doesn't come back and speak out against the war? Because they don't like that sort of thing.
No. I mean, that's not going to be really good for them.
I don't know. Trying to get him killed, that's...
Maybe I'm just being a little paranoid.
That is a little paranoid.
It is a little paranoid.
People dying in war.
But it's also a little strange that they had him do this. I mean, we've never really heard of any sort of a bizarre retraction, forced retraction like this before.
It is all awfully odd.
It seems obvious to me that it was definitely forced, because it's not in the same style as his other writing at all.
I don't doubt for a moment that this was forced.
Nobody would ever fawn over their administration like that. I mean, they might put a compliment here and there about certain people or certain things, but to just gush all over the administration and her war and Donald Rumsfeld is just
honorable.
Unreal.
Well, he's backed up, but he backed up. Here's the thing is, human beings live about being right and not being wrong. So a guy can completely change his position 180 degrees, mm-hmm. but he'll still see that both opinions were right.
Okay.
This guy is saying, I was wrong. And it's rare.
Well, look at the way it's worded. For the record, I'm officially a supporter of the administration and of her policies. Meaning, on the record,
yep.
officially, in relation to my
position.
Job here, my position, officially, I have to be a supporter of the administration because...
Commander in chief.
Well, as we heard from Puke a couple weeks ago, when you join the military, there's two oaths that you swear to. There's the oath to uphold the Constitution, and then there was the other oath, which I wasn't aware of.
To stomp on the Constitution?
Well, basically, the other oath is to support the administration or to support the commander in chief.
Right.
To follow his every order, basically. So, very disturbing stuff. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Matthew in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey there.
I'm a little upset with you guys.
What are you talking about?
Someone was trying to say that driving a car around in circles isn't a sport.
Yeah, that was me.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, I am so... No. Yeah, that is not a sport, believe me. And I'm a sports fan. I'm a Bruins and Red Sox fan.
I thought you were going to take him to task, so you actually agree with Jason.
Yes, I'm just being stupid.
Yeah, NASCAR is not.
Well, they spend a lot of time turning left. I wonder if they can turn right.
You wonder sometimes.
That's an extra hole. They have to have a license to turn right.
Go ahead, Matt.
Anyway, I had to talk.
I knew Ian hadn't heard the left and right turning joke. I know everybody else listening.
I've heard that joke before. I don't totally live in a cave.
this big article in the paper today, immigrant college students demand equal tuition rights. Hundreds of immigrant students converged on the State House yesterday calling for the approval of legislation that will allow them the same tuition rights as an American citizen.
Let's find out more about this. Hang on, Matthew. I want to know what rights means in regards to tuition. And, of course, it's happening in Massachusetts, so you know it's going to be socialist and just disgusting.
Yeah.
We'll come back with the details. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And questions still out there tonight. Who thinks NASCAR is a sport? It's Free Talk Live.
Right. Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. And you can check out our listener map. It's pretty neat. We got about 300 listeners on the map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it. You can punch in your name, your location. You can even add a picture if you'd like, as well as a little short phrase, and it puts you up on the map. And you can see where some of your local other Free Talk Live listeners are, all across the globe. And we have them in several different continents.
Globe-trotting FTLers.
So check it out.
We got Kiwi listeners.
Yes, we do. And we have British listeners. And Singaporean? I don't know about that.
Singaporeese?
800 So check it out. Map.freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-5791. To the phones again, to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're going to explain to us tuition... What did they call it? Tuition equality?
Yeah, equal tuition rights.
In Massachusetts.
Yep.
The Hispanic students, or I guess
foreign
just
students,
generally.
Foreign students are complaining. What exactly is this?
Immigrant students specifically. They're here on a green card, or they're getting their green card.
It
says here calling for the approval of legislation that would allow them the same tuition rights as an American citizen. The proposed bill, which advocates are hoping will be taken up by the House next week, calls for immigrant students to be given in-state tuition rates at public colleges and universities, provided they attended Massachusetts High School for at least 3 years and received a diploma.
And
blah 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 blah. So they can't go to.
I see. They don't want the out of state. They don't want to have to pay the out of state rates. Now, the real issue here...
They don't want to have... They can't... They have to... They can't actually go to a state and, you know, state college, you know, on anything with if they're not a citizen.
Wait, they can't go to a state college, period?
Yeah, they can't go to a state college, period.
That doesn't seem right. It seems to me like...
It sounded like they were saying
all the colleges have been have some kind of foreign students.
Well, since here, let me... No, you're right. It is tuition rights. I'm
yeah,
wrong.
The way you read it, it sounded like...
I was just reading it wrong here.
Right.
No, it's tuition rights. Yeah,
each college has their in-state rate, and then they have their out-of-state rate. And these people are saying, well, we've moved here. We want the in-state rate. And I understand that. But really, the real issue is not whether they should get the in-state rate or not. The real issue is state-run colleges.
Exactly.
Because if we had a free marketplace as far as educational opportunities go, then there'd be real competition for students, and it really wouldn't matter to the college very much where it was that their students came from, just so long as they are willing to pay the tuition.
Well,
lots of colleges love having students from all over the world. It's another example of here. This is another person quoted in the article. I believe all students should have access to education because it is a positive contribution to society. It's this article is so focused on a socialist stance on things.
Right, they can't even see it.
Right, it's like this person like with don't have access to education. Well, they think that they're coming from the mindset that if they don't have if it's not state or government-run education, then they can't have access to it.
Then it doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they could always go to the University of Phoenix or whatever. I see them advertising everywhere. You can go online.
Well,
And like you were saying, if there was a free market in education, there'd be all kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, it'd be a non-issue.
Well, I think the issue is subsidy more than anything because regular private colleges, many of them are just sort of ordinary schools. I mean, there's some that are Ivy League and that are, high-end, but many of them are just ordinary schools.
Uh-huh.
They cost more than state colleges generally because state colleges get subsidies.
Yep.
And
exactly.
So that's
why
we
need to get rid of state colleges. Good call, Matthew. Thanks for it.
All right, good night, guys.
800-259-5791. You control the show. To Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Are you guys able to hear me okay?
You got to
hear you now.
Good. I was calling to let you know about a little more activity that's been going on, Free State related, inside New Hampshire.
What's up?
Got some bad news from Massachusetts, it sounds like. I got some good news from New Hampshire.
Right.
All right. We do like good news from New Hampshire.
There's going to be a protest on November 5th. I think that should be pretty well attended, which is being organized by different Free Staters than usual. A guy who has never organized a protest before just sort of came out of the woodwork and said he was going to put one together, and he's kind of doing it for NH Caspian. Have you heard of Caspian?
I think I
was just going to say that.
These are the folks who are against RFID chips.
Okay.
That's a good thing to be against.
Yeah, those little chips that big companies put in products and that can track you and tell where you are.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. I mean,
they can absolutely do this.
Not from once you get out of the store.
But they do it from 40 feet.
Okay, hold on a second. The reason these things are in the products is so that they can lose less stuff. I mean, when you're in the retail business, there's a department called loss control, and their job is to make sure that people don't walk out of their store shoving stuff in their pants pockets and things like that. So you've got all these different security procedures that have been put into place to minimize theft.
Then why are they putting RFID chips in your customer loyalty cards? To make sure you're not stealing them? No, because they want to track your information. They want to know when you're in the store, how long you spend in the store, what aisles you spend the most time in. They want to know everything about your buying habits.
Well, I don't really see what the problem with that is.
It's just like cookies on the internet.
I don't really see what the problem with that is.
Some people like them, some people don't.
If I may, keep in mind, I think, as I understand it, Walmart was caught with one that I don't think they had acknowledged as being there. It was a chip in a, according to this article here from the Caspian, they were caught with a how's the exact wording? They were caught with a spy chip that was placed in a printer, an HP printer.
Let's come back. I want to come back with more of this, Dave, if you can hang on. 800-259-5791, because I really, honestly, I don't know much about it. I just barely have, like, layer number one as far as information on this RFID stuff. So we'll find out some details coming up. This is your show, 800-259-5791, Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can check out the bulletin board system there with over 62,000 posts. We're nearing 1,000 people interacting there.
I remember when we didn't even have 100.
Yeah.
There you go. Freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Bulletin board system. Let's go back to the phones to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you're telling us that there's going to be a protest up there in New Hampshire in regards to RFID. And as I understand it, these are little radio frequency tags that have a identification code implanted in them. And you can actually, if I'm holding an item that has this tag in it, for instance, I pulled a box of Polaroid film off the shelf at Walmart, and they scan me, they can tell that I have this box of Polaroid film on me. Is that correct?
Something along those lines. I'm no expert on it. I do have a quote here from the NH Caspian site. It says, "We found an RFID tag just like this one affixed to a Hewlett-Packard printer on a shelf at a New Hampshire Walmart store this month. Selling spy chip products violates our call for a moratorium." Over 40 of the world's leading privacy, yada yada. But basically, what they're saying is they're not trying to involve the law or anything like that, or necessarily have legislation. But they're trying to say this is something we customers don't want. We don't want these on our products. And now, I mean, I know there can be stop loss issues that can be mitigated by spy chips. But that's not all that spy chips are being used for, as I understand it.
Well, what else is it being used for? I mean, I don't think Walmart is implanting spy chips in people, because that's what we've heard outside of Walmart, that some evil government people want to use this technology. I'm sure there are some negative uses for this technology. But that's not what they're protesting. They're protesting Walmart, I guess, just their endorsement of the technology?
What they're saying here is that Walmart has been kind of driving the technology to a certain extent. I guess, what it says in the site, I'll quote it, it says, by forcing its suppliers to invest in RFID for shipments, Walmart has driven hundreds of millions of dollars of investment into the RFID infrastructure. That's what the quote is on the site.
Folks sure do hate Walmart.
Interesting. Well, no, actually, I like Walmart overall.
Me too.
If I go to the protest, I'll probably have a sign that, you know, is kind of, you know, nice, you know, like, Walmart, you were better than this, you know, or something like that.
I see.
This is something, like you, Ian, I mean, I have some mixed feelings about this because it is a private company and my first enemy is government, but, you don't want them doing things that the government can come in and take advantage of. Once Walmart's got these little spy chips all over there, well, the government's going to figure out some way to monitor those spy chips eventually.
That's true.
Yeah.
So that and that certainly is
that's a very valid point.
Worthy of being concerned about, and who knows what kind of technological advances they could have. I mean, right now, man, would you say that you can be 40 feet away and scan somebody to see what the chips are that they have on them? Is it possible they could scan you from 1,000 feet away?
Well, considering it's relatively new technology. And most technologies I've seen get bigger and better over time. I would say that's true. Essentially, they're inert, but once they're powered
from a distance,
then they become, then they broadcast their own little signal.
I don't know if I'm too concerned that the government's going to know how many boxes of film I have in my house, or what kind of products that I have. I don't really see how it is that this is endangering me, and maybe somebody can clue me in.
You don't want the government seeing where you're going all the time.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it, man. All right, 800-259-5791. Well, if I don't have one on me, then they're not going to see where I'm going.
What about my Winn-Dixie card?
That's strange. We're going to get back into it. Dennis likes RFID tags, so we'll find out what that's all about. Coming up in hour number two, and your calls as well. And again, we all sound kind of ignorant on this, so if you got the facts, we'd love to hear them. 800-259-5791. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.